From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Scores of people are killed by twin bombings in Turkey. At least 86 people died and more than 200 were injured when two bombs exploded at a peace rally in the capital, Ankara. As Dorian Jones reports, the government is calling the blasts a terrorist attack.
The blast tore through the crowd, causing carnage. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey's civic society and pro-Kurdish groups, was calling for an end to fighting between Turkish security forces and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. No group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's bombings. But in July, the Islamic State was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing over 30 people. Following that attack, the PKK ended a ceasefire, accusing Turkish security forces of collusion, a charge also denied. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syrian troops backed by Russian airstrikes seized control of a village in central Syria Saturday amid fierce clashes with rebels. It was part of a ground offensive launched earlier this week. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement that Russian planes flew 64 sorties and targeted 54 sites in the past 24 hours. Command outposts in Aleppo and Idlib provinces were attacked. The offensive marked the first major air and ground assault since Moscow began its military campaign in the country September 30th. Russia insists its airstrikes are targeting the Islamic State group. U.S. officials said this week Russia is directing its campaign against U.S.-funded groups. This is VOA News.